BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Thousands of people are marching through the streets of Berlin to demand stronger action on tackling global warming as the UN's COP30 climate summit continues in the Brazilian city. The rally marking the summit's halfway point has been billed the Great People's March by organisers. Brazil's proposal for an accelerated roadmap away from fossil fuels appears to be gathering support. Ione Wells is in Berlin.
There are many, many different groups from around the world, different climate action groups, some indigenous groups as well, marching through the streets to mark the halfway point of these climate negotiations. Now, many of them were calling on world leaders who are here entering their final week of the COP summit to take bolder action when it comes to tackling climate change. For example, there were many banners saying that indigenous people need more legal protections of their land. There were some signs as well asking for a full phase out of oil and gas. No more fossil fuels. There were some other signs as well saying that there is no protection of the Amazon without indigenous people.
Pope Leo has urged filmmakers to use their craft to confront pain and injustice during an event celebrating creativity. Meeting over 100 actors and directors, the Pope said films made a valuable contribution in reflecting humanity and inspiring hope. The Australian actor Kate Blanchett said his words had been inspiring.
His Holiness's words today were a real charge not to shy away from difficult, painful stories. And he was talking about tears that often people are unable to shed in their everyday life, as well as laughter, you know, that often happens in the cinema. So he really urged us to go back into our day jobs and inspire people and create those spaces.
The UN Children's Agency UNICEF has welcomed the decision by the Pakistani province of Balochistan to declare child marriages illegal. The bill imposes a minimum 2-year sentence for marrying a minor, and Barasa Natarajan reports.
The UN agency described it a landmark decision that would protect children, especially girls, across the province of Balochistan. The previous legal age for marriage was 16 for girls and 18 for men. Family members, clerics and registrars who facilitate or arrange an early marriage will face up to 3 years imprisonment. Opposition lawmakers tore up copies of the bill as it was tabled, claiming the legislation violated Islamic law. The act formally repeals the colonial-era Child Marriage Act of 1929.
More than 200 FARC dissidents have attacked a police station in Colombia using gunfire, drones and explosives. Fighters from a breakaway faction of the disbanded rebel group stormed the town of Mondoma and Cauca. Several police officers have been wounded. BBC News. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard has confirmed it seized an oil tanker in the Gulf on Friday, heading from the United Arab Emirates to Singapore. The authority said the Talara was detained for carrying unauthorized cargo without specifying what it was. The Talara's management company says it's lost contact with the ship. The Congolese government and Rwandan-backed M23 rebels have signed a roadmap for peace in eastern Congo. The ceremony was held in Qatar, which, along with the US and the African Union, has been trying to mediate an end to decades of conflict in the resource-rich region. America's envoy, Massad Boulos, praised the work of Qatar in bringing about today's signing.
What Qatar has been able to achieve in the last just few months is really absolutely remarkable and historic. This is not an easy conflict. This is a conflict that has cost the Congo millions of lives and hundreds of thousands of refugees and probably millions of internally displaced. And in addition to all the suffering that we've seen,
Indian authorities are trying to identify the bodies of 9 people killed when confiscated explosives accidentally blew up in a police station in Indian-administered Kashmir. More than 27 others were injured. The explosion was so forceful it was heard at least 15 kilometres away. The explosives have been brought from Delhi for forensic tests. They were thought to be linked to a car bombing in the capital last Monday. President Trump has said he's sort of made up his mind about potential military operations in Venezuela. His comment came as an aircraft carrier joined the US military buildup in the Caribbean. Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro, has again called for peace, urging Mr. Trump not to create another Afghanistan or Gaza in South America. BBC News.